you have reached Hopewell Health Centers. If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. If you are calling from a hospital or doctor's office, please press 0 and someone will assist you. To schedule an appointment, please press 3. For Dr. Robles Nurse, press 4. For Margaret Thompson.
Please hold a moment.
Hi, this is Dave. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Chad Kister. I got a call.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Yeah.
Well, for the most part, except the government basically keeps me from leaving because they break in and cause mayhem when I go. You can see a video of someone robbing me at repealthepatriotact.org that I caught on video, and the sheriffs wouldn't arrest him. So, but luckily,
okay,
there's a lot to do on my property, but that's the number one issue, but well, and the brain implants all related to it. Brain implant that info, so they know exactly when I leave, what my passcodes are, and they get past my alarm systems and urinate in my 5-gallon batches of beer and break hard drives. And so, but anyway, why did you call?
I had got a phone call from you. You were inquiring about your diagnosis, and I wanted to know specifically what kind of items you were looking for.
Well, in my x-rays, I mean, you'd have to be insane or corrupt to say that they're normal. I mean, you can obviously see the brain implants, the brain gate 2 device in my forehead attached to a satellite transceiver and the cochlear implant in my right ear. So if he could just, give a diagnosis of the obvious, of my head x-rays, that would be nice.
Okay.
What is his diagnosis?
I'm looking in your chart here. Give me just a second.
And I was also curious why you guys are part of Hopewell, because I thought Hopewell was just the mental nutcases, not like the physician. The kind of people that lock people up for no good reason that are like the Adolf Hitlers of our land, but not the physicians. How did you guys get affiliated with Hopewell Health Center?
We actually used to be two separate places. One was called Family Health Care, and that's us on the primary care side. And then there's, it used to be Tri-County Mental Health, and we merged into one organization.
Hmm. Yeah, because I consider them to be really sadistic, so I'm definitely wanting to change doctors, but I don't think I can do that until I leave, because I don't want anyone associated with, I consider, the real nutcases. People who would lock me up for no good reason when I'm the victim of thousands and thousands of crimes. I mean, you can see a video of a guy robbing me with socks on his hands. How can I leave when they come in and rob me? That's a really sadistic government. And to lock someone like me up for no reason whatsoever, never been considered a threat to myself or others, is just, they do it based on spite. They don't like my criticism, and so that's violating my First Amendment rights. And I just really, really despise them.
Looks like it's been a while since you've been in here to see us, Chad. Does that sound right? You've been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm looking through your chart here, seeing if I can find anything.
Have you seen the x-rays yourself? I think I may have given him copies of it, too, if I recall, and get it from the blender.
If he does, it would be in a paper chart record, which it doesn't look like we have this scanned in. Actually, yeah, it does. It would take a little bit of time here to review your paper chart records.
That's fine. You can give a call back. But also, you can see my x-rays. They're posted on the Internet at brainimplant.info. And I've even, showed the zoomed part. And in one of them, I've even circled the BrainGate 2 device. I even have a half-hour interview with Jeff Stadbell, who makes BrainGate devices, at that website.
Okay.
So it's, well, I'm sure you know what a cochlear implant is. Of course, I don't have a problem hearing. They do it to inject others' voices. Basically induced schizophrenia or induced mental disability caused by the government, which is pretty sadistic. But
you're certainly welcome to if you wanted to, you're certainly welcome to have a copy of your medical record.
Yeah.
Personal use.
Yeah, can you
do that?
Yeah, can you send them over to me, please?
What you would need to do is you need to come into the office.
Well, I don't do that. As I said, you know, I haven't left in years except forced to. I don't leave. But can I fax them like a privacy request or something? Or?
Unfortunately, we have to have you in person so we can witness your signature.
Yeah,
that's how we handle our medical records releases.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't leave my property. I get, you know, food and everything shipped.
Okay. Okay. If you ever need to come in for a medical appointment or anything like that, or even if you're down at Hopewell Behavioral Health, you can certainly down there as well request a copy of your medical records and then give them to you at that time if you ever have to make a special trip in.
Well, I certainly,
either here or there.
I sure hope they don't lock me up again. I don't want that. But or
counseling. Well, we wouldn't do that here at primary care.
Well, counseling, I consider a form of lockup, just a little more temporary. And, of course, the main thing I'm talking about is I can't leave my property until the Patriot Act is repealed. They're apparently using the sneak and peek provision of the Patriot Act, which is blatantly unconstitutional, and it just needs taken to court. But, but can you still call back with what his diagnosis is? Was.
Yeah, so what I can tell from looking at your paper record here, it looks like there is a diagnosis of abdominal pain once.
Probably related to the hernia. Oh, that was, yeah, when I came in after I was in jail, and that charge was thrown out where I was poisoned in the jail, and they did a blood test.
I'm looking more here.
And they did throw that charge up, so they never should have put me in jail in the first place, which is pretty typical.
It looks like a diagnosis of glaucoma.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like they have brain implant in your chart. But it doesn't look like we have any x-rays or anything like that.
I see. Well, you want to just, because, you know, if they hack my website or burn down my house, can you just download those x-rays from my website and add them to the chart?
Sure. What's your website address?
Brainimplant.info, I-N-F-O. I've got lots of websites, but that's the one related to this.
Brainimplant.info?
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of, obviously this affects my health because I want to live to be, ideally more than 2,000, which most people would think ridiculous, but at least more than 140, which is longer, I think, than anyone has lived thus far. But, you know, we are advancing in medicine, so who knows what might be possible in the future, you know. But anyway, I want to live to be as long as I can. My grandmother's 103 and a half, and I've got a huge amount of longevity in my family. Her mom was 104, but I can't go out and get, you know, obviously if I need to, I'm gonna leave, but luckily I've been a very healthy person, but, you know, so if I actually need medical help, of course I'm gonna leave, and I do have 3 alarm systems, but it does keep me from getting kind of preventative checkups and, you know, getting enough exercise. I mainly want to go walking in the forest. And there's another website, repealthepatriotact.org, O-R-G, where you can see a video of a guy robbing me, and that's happened a lot more. That's just one I've caught on video. And also, you can see the totally unconstitutional law that's being used, I believe, to do it, the Patriot Act. But yeah, there is a way I could... every other agency, I deal with a lot of different government agencies and getting documents and Privacy Act requests, I've always been able to fax in a privacy request. Or if you guys could...
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't really do that. What we would have to do is have you here in person so we could witness your signature, just to verify that it's you.
Well, you guys can always come out here, too. I mean, you can come out to my property, too. It is pretty important. I mean, I hope you guys would be pretty concerned about our government sticking devices in people's heads. And I've got scientific evidence at brainimplant.info about how these devices can cause brain cancer.
Okay.
And, you know, that's obviously a major concern of mine. And there was a doctor's office in Columbus that called me about getting an MRI, which I've already had one at Holzer's. And I called back, and they said, "Oh no, we don't know how that request came about." And so I don't know. That was unusual, but anyway. I am glad you do have a diagnosis of brain implant, because I would sure like to get the world talking about it so we can stop this kind of atrocity. And do you know if these things can be taken out without killing me or hurting me?
That's something you'd really have to come in and be seen for and then be referred to a specialist for.
Mm.
That's not something we'd really do here in our office.
I see. Yeah, because I've been to a gigantic number of neurologists, and they generally just deny the whole thing.